This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in the fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
I don't remember the last time I was live on a Monday because I was sick. I don't remember that. We may have started a new trend. Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gunstocks.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
Oh, yes, indeed. The Boyd's gun stock, that is, you know, this is where we leave behind what the manufacturer put in place, and we put in, you know, we go ahead and take and use what's going to work for you. That ergonomic perfection. That's what they bring to it. That's what, I mean, one of the shapes they have is going to work. You know which one. You'll know which one looking at them. Check them out. Boydsgunstocks.com. You can go as crazy with them as you want to go or as sedate, traditional. I've already got a little bit crazy on a gun, and I'm about to go a little traditional on another one, on the same gun with a different stock, but we'll see how that goes. Listen to this. Trash being thrown away. I love it all. Okay. So, before I had the heart attack in 2014, if I had been, if some of the stuff that we talk about had actually come to pass, if we'd had the zombies or if we'd had a civil war or any of this stuff, my life expectancy would have been around, I don't know, 10 seconds. I couldn't move. I was teetering on the edge of a heart attack. I didn't know it at the time, but I was teetering on the edge of one. And, you know, that's bad. That's bad to let yourself get into that kind of condition. Especially. Now, I do a lot of stuff. I watch a lot of YouTube video and everything as I try to, on a constant basis, try to keep up with what's going on here and what's going on there. And I see the way the 20-somethings regard my age. And for, if you're one of those 20-somethings or a 30-something or even a 40-something, if you're one of those out there and you think my age at 50, I'll be 57 in less than 30 days. Less than 30 days, I'll be 57. If you think that's old, well, you'll be here before you know it. And getting old sure does beat the alternative. It really does. The fun thing about aging is that I still think in a lot of aspects about, you know, things that were fun and enjoyable and music and all these other things. I still think the way I used to. Now, after the heart attack, I went through an exhaustive, albeit welcome, rehabilitation with a local hospital with a rehabilitation program. Then I got on a bicycle and took it as far as I could take it. Well, I didn't take it as far as I could take it. I took it until, unwittingly, my lungs, which were asthmatic at the time, began to break down when it got cooler. I mean, when I had the heart attack, I weighed 320 pounds, and after I got on a bike in, I got on a bike in 2016. I got on a bike the week after the NRA meetup in 2016, and before the end of the summer, I had gone from 278 to 238. So off of my heart attack weight, I had lost 82 pounds, something like that. A good amount of weight gone. And I felt great, and I felt so much better. And then my lungs got in the way. And then I thought, well, I'll be able to come back soon, but I didn't know what I was dealing with. And since then, it's been a steady fight. And I've been losing. I have been losing. 1 month in December of the month of December of 2016, I think if you were to go back and look at that month, a lot of my shows were reruns because I felt so bad. And my lungs and everything were obviously compromised. They're compromised now, except now they're being treated with the right stuff. That's the thing. Being treated with the right stuff. So, I came to a conclusion over the weekend. I was talking with my 4-year-old granddaughter. And I was explaining to her why I needed to do this, this, and this, and this. And it was so I could play with her longer. But I got to thinking about it. This life is a fleeting one. And with some of the stuff I've decided to do and be, it's also going to be an active one. And I'm more active now than I was a week ago. I mean, the difference between me and Friday a week ago, this past Friday, is, you know, phenomenal. I feel a lot better. Just having cleaner lungs feels great. But now I'm going to take and I'm going to work on all of the things that make the discipline which I have chosen to be a part of, make them all real. I'm not going to be good for a 60-year-old. I'm going to be good, period. I'm not going to be able to do a lot of things that I used to do, but I'm going to get as close as I can. I'm going to be working on the flexibility and not in an MMA match, but in a semi-contact sparring match. My goal is to kick somebody half my age in the face, in the head, to get that kind of flexibility back and speed. My goal is to ride a bike 100 miles in a day. My goal is to, go to all the training classes I can, hone the details of the skill set and everything, and get it where it needs to be, to where not only to be able to execute it. Am I going to be able to execute it like a 25-year-old? No, I'm not. But do I have to be crippled? No, I do not. And that's the way I was going. That is the way I was headed. It was a little, on the one hand, I sit back and say, that's pretty stupid. Pretty stupid. And I don't want to go that way again. I don't intend to go that way again. Oh, good. Packages have arrived. I sent out bunches of packages last week. I documented it in a video, and one of them actually showed up with everything intact. That's good stuff, Flag Day. So, I finished the steroids. I'm getting ready to finish the antibiotic. And as soon as the antibiotic is done, then I'm headed back to the gym. I'm getting the bikes ready to roll. One of the bikes that I haven't ridden in 2 years, my single-speed bike, the one that got all the weight off, I'm going to get it right, and I'm going to start riding it again, along with my road bike. And I'm just going to get back into all the things that I was doing that were correct now that I know I'm knocking out the one thing that was keeping me from succeeding. And any of you that want to come with me, I'm going to let you know what I'm using. I've got a lot of help. I've got a lot of companies going to come in on this. I got one that's going to help me with a couple of things here and there. I got another one that's going to help me with this and that. And I'll get to we'll talk about the details and everything else as we move along. But this is not anything that, you know, there's a guy out there, Jeff Adamson. He had the same kind of heart attack, maybe worse. He's riding a bike. I like bike riding because it's not bad for my joints, and it makes me feel like a kid. Plus, I can ride a bike really fast, even as big as I am. So that's my goal. I'm going to start a new channel on YouTube. It's going to be Salty at 60, and that's coming. And we'll see where we take it. We'll see how good we can get. It would really be messed up if I was out there doing all this training and I got run over by a bus. But that's okay. It's not going to hold me back. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
legions, the samurai, and the knights of the round table. They understood body armor has long been a necessary tool. Today, AR-500 armor sets the standard for steel core body armor. Reimagining ballistic steel, AR-500 armor employs a fragmentation and spalling coating to mitigate damage, giving you that second chance to stay in the fight. AR-500 armor is the leading high-value solution for body armor. AR500armor.com. Join the Armored Republic and stay in the fight.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Face it, today's electric power grid is more vulnerable than ever. From natural disasters to EMP attacks and hacking, the grid could be crippled for days or even decades in the most dire scenarios. Visit quantumharvest.net to see our built-to-last EMP-protected solar power systems. While millions suffer, you'll have vital power for water pumps, refrigeration, and sanitation. Now that's peace of mind. EMP-protected solar power systems for every need and budget. See our full range at quantumharvest.net.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Coming to you live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gun Stocks.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood Gun Stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
This is, they did the work, so you don't have to. They took care of finding out what is ergonomic for you so that you don't have to worry about it. You'll look at some of these shapes and you'll be like, that just doesn't seem like it's going to work for me. But it will. In some cases, it's going to. And if they don't have the one that you need, which is, I don't even think that's likely. I don't even know that we should even discuss that. With as many shapes and as many brands as they cover, I think they probably got anything you might want. Go check them out at boydsgunstocks.com. Let me know what you find. Saturday. Saturday in the upstate of South Carolina, it was rainy. Which, if it had not been rainy, I would have been trying that bike out. But it was rainy. It was rainy all day. It was cool. I'm really ready for it to be warmer. And we had the March for Our Lives. We had a March for Our Lives here. It was irritating for me to consider it. What was going on? I saw signs like, if you support the NRA, your mama is a... This coming from the highly educated children. This was the fever pitch of the virtue signaling. But a trend across social media seems to be playing out now. It was there for a moment. If you criticize David Hogg, Alex Wind, or Emma Gonzalez, there was an immediate lashing out in response. Those guys and two of their little comrades appeared on that week's cover of Time magazine. 2 weeks ago, they traveled to Dubai to be part of an international symposium on education. They have sucked up nearly every available second of possible airtime on CNN and MSNBC, while obviously avoiding actual journalism and, for that matter, school. They've also had ample amounts of cash and exposure thrown their way. And this march, this past weekend's march, was to be the pinnacle of this outrage movement and has largely been propped up by a completely false pretense. These young people, who are immediately thrown into one of the most manipulated controversies of our time, are angry, they are opportunistic, and just a month after their classmates were needlessly lost, now they're instant celebrities. Even though they have completed a little more than a junior high school level of education, they are celebrities. The political left, driven by a leftist media and financed by some uber-rich and hard-left celebrities, are willing to use them. And to continue to use them to advance their little socialist utopia ideal. One of the primary ideas of that has always included, by necessity, disarming the masses. So even though first-year grad school students have literally multiple times the actual knowledge on the issues pertaining to the social science of guns, their effects, and the good and bad attributed to their owners, the lazy media continue to treat these five kids as though they have PhDs. And if you dare question it, the virtue signaling begins. But where does it go? That's my question. Where's it going? The moralizing and lecturing from these manipulated teens has gone roughly as far as it's going to go. David Hogg, of course, doesn't believe that. Hence his continued threats towards legislators in this election cycle, promising to oust those who do nothing. But if you catch him in a more intimate setting, like the video that went viral late last week, and you see a much less measured maniac, cursing vulgarity with hubris, unchecked basically advocating that teens shouldn't just be in charge of gun policy, but even control of all internet devices, because after all, your parents, their parents, the parents, are stupid. Marxist much. Now, never mind that the march offered no concrete plan to make our schools safe. It couldn't. That would require a focus on the actual schools and their current security setups and asking questions like, in the side-by-side of two school shootings in Florida and Maryland, why were the outcomes so different? Instead, Hogg and his little belligerent band of media hype know nothing, spin their misunderstood self reach or spout them, their little facts, the chance of enough is enough, and then play the untouchables when someone calls them out on their inaccuracies. It's not a personal attack as these kids on these kids to say that they are misinformed, arrogant, and misguided. It's a statement of fact. And the moment they accepted a litany of interviews from CNN or for CNN, their ideas became fair game. So it's certainly the opposite of personal attacks if the policies they're trying to gather steam for, banning of certain types of instruments, advocating for ages of legality, all while mix-minusing the moral question, are ones that will put more children like yours at a greater risk in years to come. You don't get to use your victimization, and it was real. It was real without a doubt, to advocate for even less safe schools for other children, kids. So the truth is Saturday's historic and record-breaking march was barely more in turnout than some annual marches held in Washington every year. And, for instance, the March for Life turns out a crowd roughly the same size in D.C. every January and is since 1974. Technically, that's millions more marchers and mostly silence from the media. That, by the way, is a pro-life demonstration. The D.C. police refused to release numbers on Saturday, but the Washington Metro only reported a slight bump in usage, where in 2017 with the Women's March, they reported a more than doubling of the normal Saturday Metro usage. I see these kids with their earnestness, and I've been trying to allow them to time to mourn and do what they need to do. Many of their fellow classmates at school disagree with them, and one quite articulated kid, Kyle Kasuv, was specifically targeted and banned from participating because his ideas didn't line up with the overly emotive and misguided memes the others have been advancing. They can't have it both ways, after all. But these kids, who should be granted all the room in the world to grieve and mourn and get good counsel, or they are public opinion shapers who are ready to defend what they believe. And whichever it is, they get to choose, and we get to react. The money was wasted in this spectacle. It could have gone to simple ideas like metal detectors and personnel training, certification. None of that happened. None of that happened. We just got a stage with two little screens on the side. While this Hogg kid is out there, he's going to wake up very soon. And, he's not going to be pertinent anymore. Another thing that's going to happen, though, in the next coming weeks, they're going to get to relate to their hated NRA. I'll tell you about that when we get back. This is Lock and Load.
Every month we give away thousands of dollars in guns and gear at gunwinner.com. Catering to the shooter, hunter, prepper, or collector. All giveaways are free to enter courtesy of the contest sponsors. You can win guns from companies like Nighthawk Customs, Springfield, and many more. Every month, the giveaways, the contests, everything begins again. So go to gunwinner.com and enter to win. For all of your gun deals and giveaways, gunwinner.com.
Now you know. I will meet you there.
Offering the largest selection of night armament guns and parts in the world. OperationParts.com carries both the latest and the hardest to find components for your weapon. With name brands like Noveski, Aimpoint, and Nighthawk, OperationParts.com is the realm of the most discerning firearm connoisseur. With free shipping available on most orders, these are experienced AR-15 enthusiasts that test each part and component to ensure customer satisfaction. OperationParts.com. Make yours operational.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, Do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. 99 bucks for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Do you have any of these symptoms? Night cramps in the hands and feet. Your arms and legs often go to sleep. On short walks, do your legs get aches and pains? Is your memory worse than it used to be? Ankles that swell late in the day? Has your blood pressure increased lately? If you answered yes to even one of these questions, you may have early warning signs of arterial blockages. Your body is saying that it is time to take Extendivite. These are not the normal signs of aging. They are the warning signs that accompany blocked arteries. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
From the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gunstocks.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
Indeed. Boyd's is the difference between your gun, you learning to live with the way the gun feels and it feeling the way it should. When you put it under your, when you shoulder it, when you stick your cheek to it, all those things, all those contours, all those shapes, everything comes into play. Check these guys out at BoydsGunStocks.com. Well, they did march on D.C., the anti-gunners, and the calls for new gun laws have reached a high mark again, a high water mark. And Trump administration is moving forward on banning bump stocks. Florida has raised the age limit to buy long guns to 21. An Oregon church group is collecting signatures that straight up confiscates firearms from law-abiding citizens. All of this as the NRA, conservatives, rural Americans, gun owners, and Second Amendment supporters were all smeared as being somehow responsible for the recent shooting that left 17 people dead at Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School in Parkland, Florida on February the 14th. It's like clockwork. There's a mass shooting by a crazy person, and somehow the NRA is held responsible. The rural gun owner is held responsible. The conservative has to answer for why this is happening. The right is held to a different standard for the actions of a crazy person. Collective punishment. Guilt by association. Well, the students of Marjorie Stoneman, well, they're about to get a taste of that, and some are not happy about this at all. New security procedures that are set to go into effect once spring break is over permits only clear backpacks permitted on campus. Some students are asking why they're being punished for other people's actions. Welcome to my world, you little punk! It's what the members of the NRA and conservatives have been crying out for years. Coming from CNN. When students of Marjorie Stoneman Douglas return to class after spring break next week, they'll be required to carry clear backpacks. The move is meant to ramp up security measures after last week's deadly shooting in Parkland, Florida, and a series of breaches since. Have you seen those things? I mean, they've had people come to school with knives, and Cruz's brother went to school. He cruised through there on his skateboard. I mean, cops falling asleep there in the cars. Everything's happening. Broward County Superintendent Robert Runcie, you know, that guy, he said clear backpacks are the only backpacks that will be permitted on campus. Some students have said that they're not happy with the changes. Tyra Hemmons, 19, a senior, told CNN she supports parts of the new policy, such as the ID requirement, but she believes other security measures, such as forcing students to carry clear backpacks, don't adequately address the real problem with school safety, which she says is lacks gun laws. Excuse me. I'm not happy with it. Why are you punishing me for one person's actions? We know what the root of the problem is. Lawmakers don't want to make the gun law strong enough. Hemans believes that a clear backpack violates students' privacy, and using metal detectors will turn the school into a prison. I want to go to school, not prison. Oh, goodness gracious. Let me tell you something, you little idiot. One of the reasons that there's bump stocks. The reason there's bump stocks today is because we have gun control. See, prior to 1986, if you wanted to buy a fully automatic weapon, you could. You could buy a new one. You could buy an old one. It didn't matter. And then somebody in 1986, some guy named Hughes, decided to make it to where you couldn't buy fully automatic weapons except if they were made before this mark. So where you had a lower for an M16 M4 that might have cost $675, then when there could be no more new ones built, suddenly that thing skyrocketed in price. The tax stamp was still $200, but the price of the lower, which is what you're buying to make it fully automatic, because it has the fully automatic sear in it, in the case of the AR-15 versus the M16 M4, that's around, you know, it's five figures now. So people wanting to have fully automatic weapons, wanting to remain within the law, because this has happened every time they've imposed something like this. There's gun control. They'll get out there and say, well, you can't have flash cages on the end of a rifle, on the end of an AR-15. So they just make one without one. Those things are features. They're features of the weapon. What makes a weapon like that good is, the fit and the finish, how well the upper handles heat and that kind of thing. That's where the real quality comes in. You're really high quality ARs. Everything's going to fit together really nicely, like it was, you know, it was grown that way, and then they took it apart to sell it. And no seams, no bulges, no unsightly anything. It's just going to be just really organic looking. And at the same time, anything else beyond that is a feature of the gun. The pistol grip is a feature. The quad rail, that's a feature. The cages on the end, the muzzle devices, those are features. If you take those away and it's still shooting a 5.56 caliber round out of it, no matter how much of those other things you take away, the end result after that round leaves that barrel, if it's 16 to 18 to 20 inches, is the same. You fools. See, lax gun laws are not the problem. The local media, Miami Herald, Sun Sentinel, they've been excellent documenting how federal, state, and local authorities either simply fail to enforce the law or kick the can down the road concerning what to do with Nicholas Cruz. They visited, the cops visited his home over 30 times, and they were warned that Cruz had threatened people with guns before, even pointing them at people's heads. Let you try that. You try that and see what happens to you. See what happens to me. The FBI received tips about Cruz. The latest was on January the 5th. That was not forwarded to the Miami office. The protocols were not followed, which prompted FBI Director Chris Wray to apologize. You should be firing people, Director. As for the state, Cruz had reportedly cut himself following a breakup with his girlfriend in 2016. He could have been committed through the Breaker Act, which would have barred him from buying firearms. This commitment would have come up on a background check, which would have prevented him from buying the AR-15 rifle days after he was expelled in February of 2017. The government failed to protect the people. They didn't care to protect the people. They didn't do it. They were too busy being politically correct. So, for all of you out there, children and adult alike, who are itching to come after this Bill of Rights, fine, have at it. When we resist, don't. I mean, you shouldn't be shocked. You should not be surprised at all. So, you know, some of you are being taken advantage of by a bunch of leftists who are just itching to shred the Bill of Rights, punishing all of us for other people's illegal actions. And incidents like school/mass shootings, tragic as they are, they're rare. You students are not, you're not, it's not nearly as much of a danger as you think it is. In fact, schools are safer now than when, you know, than they were in the 1990s. During the height of the assault weapon ban. Yeah. goodness gracious. But I'm not done with these kids just yet. I'm going to give them a lot of attention because they deserve it all. All of it. I just, you know, life's lessons. Well, let's not even go there. I saw, who's seen It's a Wonderful Life? Remember that when The older gentleman tells Jimmy Stewart that youth is wasted on the young. That's true. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
With uncertain times in the United States, it's only prudent to consider storing precious metals in a safe place outside of our borders. At Miles Frank Limited, we have done just that for you. Partnered with the most respected storage company in the industry, Miles Frank Limited is proud to offer the only fully insured private safe deposit box system in North America, held in Vancouver and Toronto. Send us your previously purchased precious metals, or have one of our brokers help you purchase something new. Questions? Please call one of our experienced brokers at 866-485-4346. Solid foundational storage partnered with the most respected name in security. That's Miles Frank Unlimited. Celebrating our 29th year in business without ever receiving a customer complaint. Call us at 866-485-4346. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Frank Unlimited. A name you can trust.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gunstocks.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
You know, this is going to be... I've got a little thing we're about to do with the Scout rifle where I'm going to try different stocks on the from Boyd's on there. But I've also got another rifle we're going to bring into the mix from Savage, I think. And we're going to take it from there. But, I mean, I'm going to try as much of this stuff as I can. But those of you that have these kind of weapons, you really need to go ahead and take that step. Trust me on that one. It is a, I mean, it's a beautiful, beautiful modification to make to your weapon. Go check them out at BoydsGunstocks.com. So, we've had this big march. But one of the things I took away from this is that the student speakers are making it abundantly clear that the march for their lives is a little more complicated than calling for safer schools. In fact, most of the calls for reform today have been tried and failed already, all of the things they're wanting. David Hogg, of course, has been one of the most vocal, or at least the person with the most media attention of the student organizers of this event. Consistently, he's been calling for tighter gun control, but his messaging has taken a turn in recent days to instead focus on perceived racial injustice and white privilege. Ryan Savajah of the Daily Wire has done an excellent job capturing the increasing increasingly leftist talking points spouted by these students. In a recent interview, he told the audience that I think one of the greatest obstacles that we've faced through with this movement is the fact that there is a lot of racial disparity in the way that this is covered. This happened in a place of lower socioeconomic status or a place where, like a black community, no matter how well these people spoke, I don't think the media would cover it the same, and I think it is important that we point that out as Americans who we realize that. And jumping off of that point, his classmate Cameron Caskey added, the spotlight is on us, and it's awful, and it's a horrible thought that this is that we're from an affluent community. That's why initially people follow this so closely, because this happens every day other places. Well, no, not it. No, 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 Miss Young, no, it doesn't. And getting out there and putting it on Twitter does not make it so. So, these students are now calling for a full-on revolution, which, if I could have a nickel for every one of those I've heard about, I'd have a lot of nickels. In an interview with ABC News, Hogg said that for him, this is now the start of a lifelong mission. And that's fine, you little pencil-neck dweeb. At the March for Their Lives rally, Caskey told the crowd, welcome to the revolution. Aside from envisioning a world without the NRA and with much tighter gun control, the details on that revolution are pretty slim. But at least one student gave an idea of what new world this group envisions. Edna Chavez, whose brother was tragically killed in Los Angeles due to gun violence, offered the suggestion of a Department of Restorative Justice in schools instead of armed police. I don't even know what that means. Restorative justice is simply a different way of treating criminals with an emphasis less on punishment and more on rehabilitating the offender back into society. As noted by UNICEF, restorative justice is an approach in which the victim slash survivor and offender, and in some cases other persons affected by the crime, participate actively together in the resolution of matters arising from the crime, generally with the help of a facilitator. Sure, there's a little merit in the intention, but the evidence does not show that that process actually works. New York City has tried restorative justice, and according to teachers on the ground, it was a colossal failure. From the New York Post, 2015, just as Mayor de Blasio promised last month in announcing New York's revised discipline policy, Emanuel assured skeptics the more holistic approach, which he says addresses the root causes of bad behavior, will still provide a safe learning environment. But so far this year, the Tribune reports students have suffered little consequence for infractions as serious as groping a teacher and bringing hollow point bullets to class. This is coming out of Chicago. Chicago fifth grade teacher John Engels told the paper, you have to have consequences. If you know the cops weren't going to enforce a speed limit, you go 100 miles an hour. In Syracuse, meanwhile, teachers complained student behavior has worsened since the school district collapsed discipline structures in favor of restorative justice practices. They say teens are more apt to fight, mouth off at teachers, and roam the halls under the more lenient policy. They're even seeing increasingly violent behavior among elementary school children. That same New York Post article shows that idea of restorative justice truly means that students control the classroom in L.A. L.A. Unified School District is seeing a similar spike in campus offenses after its school superintendent followed federal orders to reduce suspensions of African Americans. Even threats against teachers are ignored as administrators' hands are tied by the new policy. A teacher at the L.A. Unified School District said, I was terrified and bullied by a fourth grade student. The black student told me to back off. I told him to go to the office. He said, no, and no one can make me. I'm going to torture you. I'm doing this because I can't be removed. Listen, here's the thing. Does anybody out there think that every black student in the United States is crazy that doesn't want to learn? Do you know what not removing these people does? If the numbers are higher, fine, remove them and let the other children learn. I hate statistics in some cases. Statistics are a teaching tool, no doubt about it. But I really hate when we get out there and we're basing what we're going to do on statistics. Well, the stats are high on black children removed from a school. Well, what is the makeup there? Who is the majority? Oh, black students. Well, yeah, they're going to be the majority taken out because they're the majority students going to the school. What about those that want to learn, though? No matter what color they are, what about them? Another LAUSD teacher said, we now have a restorative justice counselor, but we still have the same problems. Kids aren't even suspended for fights or drugs. In Orange County, which is supposed to be as homogenous as it can get, teachers are dealing with increasingly violent and disrespectful student behavior since schools there have also switched to the restorative strategy. So it should not be surprising that these students advocating for infringement upon the Second Amendment rights of millions of Americans are also calling for a world in which discipline is essentially tossed aside. Typically, you should ignore these banal calls for revolution and restorative justice as a left-wing ranting of a child who has yet to experience childhood, or excuse me, adulthood, and have not had the opportunity to change their perspective and worldview. That becomes increasingly more difficult when you have about a half a million or so cheering you, or in their case, 202,000. That's still a rush. That's still a rush to have that many people cheering for you. It's just great. You know, I sit here and I say to myself, you know, nobody coerced me. When I decided to join the military, I said, I'm going to join the military. I'm going to go out and I'm going to learn how to do this, and I'm going to do it to protect this country. And then I went out and I did it. And I did it. I didn't do it forever. And it wasn't that hard for me to do it. And then I came out the other end and I was done. And I mean, I was basically done. I mean, when I got out, I was the advanced age of going on 30, which for my MOS and the things that I did, that was old. And, I went into private life at that point. And to think that I gave 7 years to this nation so these little punks can get out here and try to dictate to me and you how we're going to live and, you know, what has to go. And oh, yeah, while you're at it, we want schools to be this way. Do you not understand that the real world, no matter how you have school, no matter how you have a whole bunch of things, the real world is never going to conform to what you want to deal with when you get out, and all of you get out one way or the other. And the sooner you learn to live with reality, the easier it will be for you to live with what you're going to find when you get out of school. Whether you're going to college or whatever. I mean, I don't care how many safe spaces and all, you know, snowflake places and all this other stuff you got. Sooner or later, you leave it. And then you're going to be out there in the wild. That's not going to be fun for you, I promise you. Hour number two is inbound. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom, one gun, one gunsmith. Our story is as old as the country we live in. It is uniquely American. Pipe Hitters Union was born in the chaos of war, fighting tyrants so that others may live free. We didn't back away from the chaos. We learned to thrive in it. What began as a brotherhood has evolved over the years into a commitment to live by the values we hold dear, regardless of what stands in our way. PipeHittersUnion.com. Apparel with an attitude. Wear it if you dare.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, There's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.